Let me tell you a little bit about BetOnline. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at BetOnline. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's BetOnline. Head to the website right now, use your mobile device, sign up, get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, let's get down to business. An active lifestyle can cause hemorrhoids. That sucks. Lucky for you, they're south of the border. South of the border is a holistic approach to dealing with the affected area. Go to southoftheborder.com, use code AHOLE, A-H-O-L-E, get yourself 30% off. That's pretty rad. And this is not an area of your body you want to put bad ingredients in. Make sure you turn to South of the Border. southoftheborder.com, code AHOLE.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Welcome. Interesting. Welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. That's cute. All right. I want to talk about something I talk about all the time, but because it's important, I'm going to rehash it, reiterate it, reinsert it into your ear pussy. That is the importance of diet. When we're talking about body composition, when we're talking about looking better naked, which is why, as we've established in prior episodes, the main reason why we all do this. Don't give me your bullshit about, I just want to be able to live a longer life. I'm going to be a fuck off. You do this. I do this. We all do this. For the most part, I have performance desires. I have performance goals. But I wouldn't watch what I eat every goddamn day and go to the gym as much as I go and train as hard as I train if it wasn't that I would end up looking better in the long run. That's motivation. Because even as Georgie and I were talking about, the majority of high-level, world-class athletes, until they get to a certain age, eat like shit. Because they can't. They get away with it. Then they get to a certain age. There's the most legendary. I mean, I remember the interview. I was listening to the interview about Kobe Bryant talking about how he was at a point in his career where he's like, I was Egg McMuffin every day, numerous Egg McMuffins before I show up for morning shoot arounds to every single calorie that was going to my body, completely measured and weighed and sweet potato and meat on the bone and things, you know, to certain nutrients to help fuel me and take care of. Because when I was 25, I could do whatever the hell I wanted. And that's the truth. That's the truth for most of us. And it's a bigger concern also with so many more 25-year-olds already being fat. You know? And I don't mean that to be insulting. That's reality. It's a big concern for me. So many 10-year-olds, so many 15-year-olds, so many 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds are already starting behind the eight ball. That it's making the cycle a lot more hard to escape. But the reality is like, if you want to look better, you have to have your diet established. Training is far behind it. It's not a close second. It's second, but it's not a close second. That's how much. And I will go as far as to say, unless someone is receiving a paycheck to do it, you're going to have this conversation. Because every single person that I've ever worked with, be it in my personal life or with my Patreon clients or back when I was just working as a personal trainer, every literally, and I know what that word actually means, I'm not a young, attractive white person that goes, literally, that was life-changing. You're like, really? Mean Girls was life-changing? Literally? Do you know what literally means? I know what literally means. And literally every person I've ever worked with, be it just in my personal life or as a professional consultant, has had to have this conversation. And this conversation is, hey, Mike, da-da-da-da-da is my training. I'm training so hard. I'm training this. I'm doing this and this and this and this and this. How come I don't look like I want to look? And then I go, how much are you eating? I've been eating really clean. I go, how much are you eating? I don't know. 2,200 calories? And I go, did you track that or you just... No, it sounds about right. Okay. What'd you eat? They tell me. And then I go, okay, so your breakfast was 1,800 calories. And you're telling me that you had 1,600 calories yesterday. Wrong.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go track for a month. 1 month. I'm not asking a lifetime. Go weigh your food. All of it. Track it. All of it. And then have your eyes go, ah, now I know why I don't look like I want to look. Because there's two things that the general public is grossly distorted in approaching, and that is how much calories they burn in a day and how much calories they eat. Both are things that people grossly misunderstand, egregiously misled. Because people will, really overweight people will be like, I've been dieting for so long and it just doesn't seem to work out. I was like, you haven't really spent one day in a caloric deficit, you know? And it's not always necessarily about, like laziness or lack of willpower. A lot of it is just such unbelievably fucked up views on food volume and caloric density that people screw it all up. You have the best laid plans, you have the best intentions, and you people by and large are so fucked up with understanding of consumption. And that's not only with food, that's just like the way we as like Westerners have become professional consumers. The idea of restriction is just so fucking foreign to us. Or even control of it. It's like I deserve this. I just need to have more. And the reality is, like, it's so fucked up how people, and what I mean by that is, like, food volume. This is not a finger pointing situation. This is not a finger pointing exercise, because this has been hundreds of people that I work with that I go, here is just like a basic formula for you to start eating. This is not very strict. I'm not even going to give you a calorie guideline. Right now, I just want you to change your food habits. Man or woman, old or young, for the most part, they come back and they go, I can't eat this. I'm going to get fatter if I eat this much. And I go, why? They said, yesterday, you told, I'm a 180-pound woman. And you told me to have 135 grams of protein. And I got 20 grams deep into my breakfast that you gave me some examples of breakfast. And I got 20 in and I was stuck. And I was like, I can't add more. I go, but wait a second. The two hard-boiled eggs and the cup of bone broth, right? That's the 34 grams of protein breakfast that I just proposed to you. Just an idea. Here's a good example of 30-something grams of protein. That's about 310 calories. You know? Two hard-boiled eggs, about 140 calories. Cup of bone broth, typically you're looking at, you know, like 90 to, so it's actually, it's low, 250 calories, right? Somewhere in that ballpark, 240 to 275 calories. You had a Starbucks, I'm looking at it right now. You said you had a venti caramel frappuccino macchiato. That's like 800 calories. Before you even got to the bagel and cream cheese and shit like that. Because people's idea of food volume consumption and density of calories is so fucked up. This is genuinely a true, 100% true story. And I know this dude doesn't listen, so I can put it. I'm not going to say his name or anything, but I know, like, I'm going to be pretty detailed about his story. This was a very fat man. He wanted help. And I helped him. I tried to. 350 plus pounds. Big fella. But he also worked in a very active job. And he stopped at this place in Southern California called Nick's. It's like pretty legend. They have breakfast burritos, right? And he would get two, 5 days a week on his way to work. He would get two breakfast burritos. Each one, rough estimate, is about 800 calories. Because they're like, it's not like McDonald's breakfast burrito. These are fucking like thick bricks, right? And he would get two because I gotta give guy, you know, I'm cutting the guy some slack. He's a big fucking dude, and he's gonna go around like working, carrying blocks of cinder and building. He was a contractor, you know. So he's not getting any shit from me for doing this, but this is reality. He's having a 1,500 to 2,000 calorie breakfast every day. And I tried to get him to eat just salted beans and eggs in one more. And he's like, this is so much food. I can't eat this amount of food. I can't eat this preposterous amount of food for one meal for breakfast. I was like, dude, that's like 380 calories. But it's very fibrous and it's very high protein. So it's very filling. There's a lot of density. Just like if I take, this is the analogy I always use. I'll take a potato. Let's say a 7 ounce, 8 ounce potato for you Canadians and Europeans. Let's say it's a 600 grams of potato. It's a lot, right? If I were to just boil it or bake it with just salt. Even a big fuck, even a giant jack person would have a hard time to sit down and eat, you know, 7 grams or 7 ounces or 600 grams of baked plain potato with just sea salt, right? You would have a hard time. You would get really full. your palate would become kind of bland to the taste, and it's just not enough to keep your palate like overly stimulated, and you're just filling yourself, and you'll be like, "Woo, this is very filling and very dense," and that's about like 300 calories at the most. In fact, I will fucking check that. So 7 ounces would be 115 calories. 7 ounces of potato raw with skin on is 115 calories. And I defy you with 115 calories. Near a little more than like a light beer. I defy you to sit down and finish that because you'll be stuffed. 115 calories. You won't finish that. You won't want to. You may do it, but you won't want to. I know, I do it all the time. When you're talking about potatoes and fruit, as far as carb choices, I get to about 200 calories of that, of potatoes, be it sweet or regular, and fruit, and I'm like, dude, whoo! All right. I don't want to hear about how I'm a puss. I'm saying I get stuffed. Look, food choices matter, right? If I gave you a bagel, which is probably twice the amount of calories, right? A good sized normal, you'd probably want another. You would probably want another. I don't need, like, it would be shocking to you. It would genuinely be shocking to you if I showed you 1,000 calories of Starbucks. Just combinations of different drinks and one pastry versus what I can make 1,000 calories out of with my food. Non, you know, creamy sauced meat, like animal protein, veggies, and certain carbs. I'm talking about it would take up your whole 9x16 Instagram picture. It would be a buffet table of the food that I eat. Compared to like how, honestly, if I really tried like a venti, certain Starbucks like mixed milkshake type drinks, you're already looking at like 800 plus, 600, 700, 800 calories, okay? Now, if I throw in one like of those like breakfast Danishes, you're pumping way over 4 digits in calories. If I do Mike Catherwood's food and put out it would be a fucking buffet. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. All right. So fine. You don't want me to bloviate about it. Here's Dr. Mike Izzertel, who I've featured here on the show, talking about the mistakes we make when we want to try to look good. Okay. So listen to this dude break down the mistakes we make.
Diet always comes first. Control it, or your chances for losing fat and weight are going to be very low. There's tons of infographics about this that I'm sure you can search, but if you search like what kind of activity levels require the burning off of various calories of junk foods like ice cream cone or donut or lollipop, if you look at those charts, good God, it's depressing, because like one donut, you gotta run like 3 miles to burn that shit off.
Why fuck that?
So if you're like, yeah, I would control my diet, but I love donuts too much, I'll just do more cardio. You have no idea what you're saying. This marathon runner training level of cardio you'd have to do to compensate for 5 or 6 donuts. It's unbelievable. Control your diet and you could start losing weight without any cardio at all, without even fucking step track.
Control your diet, you could lose weight without any cardio, not even step tracking. You add in something like resistance training in a very smart and reasonable way, and you got yourself a recipe for looking better.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right? So if you don't want to listen to me, listen to him. He's a doctor. Now, if we're going to move on and we're going to talk about what we just kind of went over, control your eating. Really make an effort to do so. Stop obsessing about your training when your diet's shit, because you can go the opposite direction. Believe me, if your diet is very, 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 very prudent and very well-disciplined, and well controlled, your training can be pretty good, and you'll be fine. Your training can be shit. You'll probably be fine. Your training can be off the charts. If your diet's shit, you're never going to look good. You will look better. If you're super fat, you will look better by simply adhering to a structured exercise program. But that only lasts for a certain amount of time. The My 600 Pound Life people, of course, if they get out and even start walking, they make considerable notable gains, you know, just progress. But that only lasts for a certain time. And then their body, then they have to start really analyzing what they're eating. If you are someone who's not, I'm not saying like, look, you're a big fat slob. I'm saying like a regular person, regular guy, regular gal. We're in that 10 to 15 to 20 pounds overweight. We don't like how we look and we want to change that. Right? You will invest so much fucking effort in going to your CrossFit gym and doing your Pilates and doing whatever. A lot of people, they adopt this, right? They start running. You start doing these things like, I'm going to make the choice. And 2 years later, you will be probably a little different, maybe smaller like this much. And how many of you guys can relate to that? You know, I'm telling the truth. And you wish you had this like, oh my God, have you seen Sally lately? Have you seen Johnny? Johnny showed up at work the other day. He walked into the water cooler room and I was like, I can't believe it's you, dude. You've changed yourself so much. You never get that. And you've been training a lot. And you go like, I've been CrossFitting for fucking 4 years. How come I have man tits? Because it's really, really so much all about your diet. When we're talking about aesthetics, when we're talking about looking good naked, it's so much about your diet that other stuff, the rather unreasonable means in which a lot of us train, become not only irrelevant, but sometimes in the way. And you say, how the fuck can it be in the way? Well, I'll explain it to you. This is from our boy, Justin Harris, guest of this show. Here is a collection of slides from at Tropinin Nutrition, which is his personal account. Don't do excess. When it comes to body composition and fat loss, the caloric deficit you're in reduces the ability to recover and adapt. Excessive training leads to losing the one thing you don't want to lose: muscle. Training requires nutrients and rest to recover. In a deficit, recovery is reduced. Excessive training hurts the ability to recover further, amongst other things. Stimulate, don't annihilate. The excess of calorie burn isn't worth it. Keep the goal the goal. Body comp and fat loss, main lever is nutrition. Body comp and fat loss, main lever is nutrition. not your training. You need to understand that. So we've gone over the fact. Body composition, fat loss, looking good naked. The main driver of that is what you eat. When you are committing to making nutrition the main lever of changing your body, you are now slightly sometimes, not all the time, you know, especially if you're younger, you're slightly reducing your ability to recover properly. So you take the fact that most people are not in a caloric deficit because they don't control what they're eating. And then they train really hard thinking that that's going to be the main lever of their body composition, which it is not. And so now you have a body that is absolutely just ravid, just impossibly, incalculably hungry and with compromised recovery for the main drivers of what is actually going to make you look better. And then you continue this cycle by continuing to do your metabolic conditioning and your fucking circuits and your booty burn. And then you go jogging and then you do this and you're continually just pulling away from your actual recovery ability while at the same time making no effort into applying your focus and your intensity into the one thing that is going to be really radically changing your body composition, and that is your diet. And if you're really crazy, you do both. You start dieting and you get crazy and you just start depriving yourself so greatly and training harder. And then you're just putting so much effort and focus into two things that are also pulling you farther away from what you really want, and that is having an appealing looking body. Don't at all put your training at the top tier of what you need to do. If you're making a pyramid, the top of the pyramid, the most important thing, the God tier, the S tier for you young kids out there who watch a lot of tier-based comparison videos on YouTube or TikTok, right? Who's the S tier new metal band? I don't know what S stands for. What does S stand?
Superior?
Because there's A, B, C. I go, well, A, B, C, that makes a lot of sense. A would be good. B was pretty good. C's not as good. D is shitty. Because we all kind of collectively agreed that's the grading system. And then I was like, oh, I see all these people. And it's like, S. Well, what the fuck is that? It's a better than an A. You're the kid who gets to skip high school and go straight. You're like young Sheldon. S is so good, you don't even get a grade. You just go straight to MIT. All right. That makes sense now. All right. So look. That S tier is your diet. Up your protein. Find your caloric maintenance level. And it takes effort. You got to track. You got to weigh your shit. Find it. Reduce it slightly. Keep protein very high. I like to say a good marker is 40% of your caloric intake should come from protein. 40% or above. Do that for a long time. After that, training can be a nice adjunct, but that's really what it is. Looking good naked is about your diet, and training is an adjunct. I love to train. I love to get nasty. I have posters of Ronnie Coleman and shit, so I go, oh yeah, I love it. And I'm not saying I'm not doing it, and I'm not saying you shouldn't. But it is an adjunct. We're not talking about performance right now. I'm not talking about being a professional athlete. I'm talking about looking good in the mirror. If you don't look good in the mirror under your standards, and you want to look good in the mirror, the main thing you need to be focusing on is diet. After that, work out your training. And when you talk about that, so many people try to make up for gaps in their diet by training more, and now you're making a bigger problem for yourself because your recovery is compromised. You only have a certain amount of energy and recovery ability to do certain things, and you're doing a bunch of extra shit that you don't need to be doing, subsequently compromising the quality training you could be doing and your recovery ability, swiping way more muscle mass, making your metabolism shitty, and now you're fucked. You're in a big fuck sandwich. You're fucked. How many more times can I say that word? So, I hope this episode has been eye-opening for you. I hope it is meaningful. I hope it is important. But I also want to offer to you, if you find this shit totally confusing, go to my Patreon. I'll help you. I have numerous tiers, like 3 tiers, to offer my help to you as a patron. The top tier being that I will do it. I'm yours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have a specific, unique email address. I will give you my phone number. You can contact me whenever you want, whenever you want. I will create custom nutrition and training and make sure that I'm there for you to help through this shit, because it can be confusing. There you go. Thank you to Giorgio. Thank you to Bet Online. Thank you to South of the Border. Thank you to First Detachment. And in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember, I do suck my balls.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.